Good morning. It's September 13th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the Audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Puppy Training, and the music you're listening to is Happy Piano Music, Cheery Love. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth, bears all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13, 4-8, New King James Version. We were supposed to pick up our new Labradoodle puppy today, but due to my call schedule, we can't make the trip to Houston until September 24th. Both my wife and I are excited, although should it all go south, this is decidedly my fault. Her contention was that our 4-year-old tuxedo cat was a compromise, not a step. We lost our dachshund and our shepherd mix within 6 weeks of each other about 5 years ago. Out of sacrificial love for me, and in order to make me just stop it, she finally acquiesced. Be that as it may, I have now read 4 puppy training books in the last few weeks, including those by Cesar Millan, The Monks of New Skeet, and Claudia Kaiser. They have extremely similar approaches founded on a dog's pack mentality and the mutual love and respect in the optimum man-dog relationship. My daily aha moment occurred while reviewing the bullet points I had made during my reading. I was a medical student, you know. We highlight, underline, and make notes when reading anything. The puppy training bullet points and the famous love passage in 1 Corinthians read very similarly. Not in the same order, exact wording, but still. Mutual love and respect. Go figure. Take these for example. Number 1, bonding. Go for long exploratory walks together, side by side. Number 2, housebreaking. Never scold for an accident. Just clean up with no comment. Human variant applies to any minor mess-ups at home. Name only. Associate name only with praise or to get the other's attention. Feed. One person prepares, the other holds back. When the bowl is set down, then call out come. Number 5. Sit, lay down. Hold treat above nose and say sit as he does it. Then lower treat slowly right in front of his nose onto massage or exercise table. He will lay down as you say lay down. Human application? Use your imagination. Number 6. Biting. Stop game immediately and walk away. Be sure to make up 30 minutes later. Number 7. Restlessness. Quiet petting in a crate or bed and say easy softly. Number 8. Riding in a car. Always assist into the car, but never lift the hind legs. Human application? Okay, well, maybe just the first part. Number 9. Walking on a leash. When walking together, if puppy starts to pull ahead, stand still and say nothing until the leash relaxes. Say slowly and then proceed together. Human application? Just skip the leash entirely. Number 10. Destructiveness. Keep fragile things out of reach. If caught in the act, grab puppy and go elsewhere to play favorite game or give favorite toy. If destructive when left alone, be sure adequate exercise is given twice a day. Number 11, come. Attract attention with excitement in your voice and body language. Say, come here, as he approaches, and then give a treat. Practice at successively further distances. Stay. Body language and voice should be peaceful. Have puppy sit. Stand still, right in front of him for a moment, then praise and give him a treat. Make sure he gets rewarded for staying. Gradually increase time and distance. Walk up and down next to him. Walk in a semicircle, then a circle, then eventually out of sight. He should be lying down for this level. Number 13, leave it. When you want him to drop something, never try to take it away by force. Offer him an attractive exchange instead. When he finally drops it, say leave it and give him the toy or the treat. Never run after him, or he will refuse to drop it and treat it as prey. Number 14, barking. When he or she starts barking, do not yell or respond. Wait for him or her to stop barking and then give a treat immediately. Never respond to a barking dog, only to his or her cessation of barking. Number 15, heel. Proceed together and entice the puppy to the side you desire with a treat held at your side. When the puppy goes for the treat, walk quickly forward and say heel. After a few meters, have him sit and then give him the treat. Human application, avoid the actual voice command heel. 15. Overall training. Remember, everything you do is training to your puppy. Remain consistent in the signals and body language you give. Mutual respect is the key to the relationship. Listen to what your puppy is telling you by gradually improving your understanding of the dog's language. Remember, the dog doesn't actually speak your language. She or he is much more attuned to sense, body language, emotional tone, and only after all that, words. Enough said. I would like to be with you right now and change my tone of voice because I don't know what to do about you. Galatians 4:20. Speak evil of no one. Avoid quarreling. Be gentle. Show perfect courtesy toward all people. Titus 3:2. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15:1. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22. Dear Heavenly Father, why is it we read books on how to treat man's best friend and yet fail to realize that you gave us our best friend in the garden when you gave us our mates? Few people put the degree of intensity and study and preparation into loving their mates well as they do into how to love their dogs. The principles of mutual love and respect that flow from the Spirit, cataloged in both 1 Corinthians and Galatians 5, apply to all members of the pack. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.